7.2. Are you being driven to distraction? Be sure your children are properly and safely buckled up and give them distractions, books, games, or other items to occupy their time. Avoid arguments and other disturbing conversations while driving. Pets can be unpredictable. Properly secure them in a pet carrier or portable kennel before moving your vehicle. Turning dials can turn your head. Dialing in your destination on a navigation system, searching for your favorite tune on the radio, or adjusting the vehicle's climate control can be hazardous. These activities make you 6 times more likely to be involved in an accident. Taking your eyes off the road for 2 seconds at 60 miles per hour means you've traveled blindly for half the length of a football field. Try these tips. Adjust controls before you begin your trip. Take advantage of normal stops to adjust controls. Ask your passenger to adjust the radio or climate control. Pull over to a safe place before you adjust the dials. Looks can kill. The urge to get a good look at an accident, a vehicle pulled over by law enforcement, construction work, a billboard advertisement, a scenic view, or to look for an address is just human nature. The best advice? Don't look. Those things are never more important than focusing on your driving. Diverting your concentration from driving can be deadly. Distractions and young drivers. In the U.S., vehicle crashes are the number one killer of teenagers. Driver distractions, risk-taking, and inexperience contribute to more than 5,000 teenage deaths each year. Talking with other teenage passengers or friends in another vehicle, cruising, or playing music too loudly can be deadly when combined with driving. Keep focused on driving safely and staying alive. Other deadly distractions. Reading a newspaper, a book, or a map, and personal grooming, such as hair combing, shaving, or applying makeup, are examples of what people should not do while driving. Smoking is a health and safety hazard, especially while driving. Lighting up, putting out cigarettes, or dealing with falling ashes can present a deadly distraction. The safe solution is simple. Never do any of these things while driving. Did you know there are 8 collision types? Head-on, side swipes, rear end, broadside, hit object, overturned, auto-pedestrian, other. Typical collision factors. The following are some of the typical reasons that people get into collisions. Speeding, assume they have the right of way, improper turning, disobeying stop signals and signs, DWI, making unsafe lane changes, driving on the wrong side of the road. Typical collision factors. Following too closely, pedestrian violations, unsafe starting and backing, improper passing, falling asleep behind the wheel, equipment failure, impeding traffic. Contributions to collisions. Lighting conditions, mental state of the driver, physical condition of the driver, weather conditions, roadway conditions. No wonder why it feels like to get from one point to another is like a game plan for a football team. You have to plan ahead to reach your goal, and you have to be ready for the little emergencies that might trip you up. The term defensive driving is just common sense driving. It's a strategy for survival. It's important that you know the rules of the road, but simply knowing the rules doesn't make you a safe driver. To become a safe driver, you must practice defensive driving techniques. This means perfecting your powers of observation, your traffic safety attitudes, your courtesy to other drivers, your communication abilities, and overall driving skills. Collision prevention involves many factors. Here are some key points to become a successful defensive driver. Be extra cautious in dangerous driving locations, for example, intersections, broken traffic signals, bottlenecks. Protect yourself. If a collision is imminent, avoid head-on collisions and multiple vehicle collisions and even sideswipe if possible. If a collision is unavoidable, you can try to lessen the severity with certain actions. Properly worn seatbelts and shoulder belts decrease the chance of injury in a collision. If there's adequate warning, you can try to brace yourself against the steering wheel, as this can help you from being thrown around within the vehicle. Releasing the brake during rear-end collisions can lessen the chance of severe back or neck injury as the vehicle rolls forward. A depressed brake will focus the entire collision force within the vehicle without any give. To help absorb the force of the collision, it is important to have the steering wheel turned in the direction you intend to travel in this situation. Turning the wheels into oncoming traffic may have tragic results if the vehicle is pushed forward. During a head-on collision, it is vital to protect the face, and the driver should make any move possible to lessen the chance of injury in an unavoidable crash.